Now, midnight tonight, we'll see the final instalment of Pottermania. Many retailers are reporting that more orders have been placed for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows than any other book in history. Harry Potter and the Cutthroat Discount might seem a more appropriate title, as the shops engage in a bloody price war to rival anything in Hogwarts. But the big question is, I'll ask it, how will it all end for J.K. Rowling's boy wizard? Is Harry doomed? These pupils at St. Andrew's Major Primary School in the Vale of Glamorgan have their own ideas.
In the end of the sixth one, it said that Harry wasn't going back to Hogwarts, so I would like it if I saw some of the other characters who are in Hogwarts, like Ron and Hermione.
I do think there's one of Voldemort's souls in Harry, but I think both of them are going to die.
Harry might have to kill either Ron or Hermione to might be able to kill Voldemort.
I think that Harry will kill Voldemort, and then because he killed Voldemort, I think he'll kill himself.
I think that Lucius Malfoy is going to have quite a big part in this book, and that maybe he might betray Voldemort and kill him, or that in order to kill Voldemort, has to sacrifice himself, and he decides that he's going to sacrifice himself to save the world.
There are some ideas there. I'm well confused now, but let's talk to Dr. Dimitri Femi, a lecturer at Cardiff University, where she runs a course called From Narnia to Harry Potter, and to Lynn Barrett-Lee, who's a novelist and columnist. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
Dr. Femi, some good ideas there. Do you think J.K. Rowling will have gone down any of those lines, do you think?
Some very interesting ideas there, but she's been very careful not to give us too many clues about what's going to be happening. But I guess most people are scared that Harry will have to be sacrificed because we have all of this idea of him having to kill Voldemort, and he's the only person who can do it. So there's mailing lists out there, and there's forums and discussions on the internet where people pull all sorts of wild ideas. But one that comes again and again is that Harry might be a Horcrux himself and might have to be destroyed so that Voldemort is ripped off his power.
Lynn, in some ways, we're going to need a big finish for this. It'll be a bit of a disappointment if Harry doesn't die, won't it?
I don't want to stick my neck out here. I mean, yes, of course there's got to be a big finish, and there's been so much hype and buzz surrounding this. I don't think she's going to kill Harry off, personally. And good on her. She shouldn't kill Harry off. But if she does, you know, when she gives us all a bit of a shock, then I'm sure the children will get over it. Perhaps not the adults, but I'm sure the children will.
Have you ever killed off any of your popular characters?
Well, I have in my last book, Barefoot in the Dark, last year. I actually, I killed off the principal hero's father. And in fact, the sort of ultimate, the final scene in the book actually took place in a hospice garden. And I have to say, it was a very difficult thing to do. I mean, I deal in romantic comedy, so, you know, the sort of big forces of evil aren't really present in my book. So it was actually quite a horrible thing to do, and I had tears streaming down my face. So I'm sure it was very, very hard for J.K. Rowling to even consider killing off. I mean, Ron particularly. I think there's a good chance Ron's going to cop it, but I'd hate to see Ron go.
Dimitri?
Yes, there is definitely this idea as well. If it's not going to be Harry, it'll have to be somebody we're going to be very sad to see go. And Ron seems to be, you know, in terms of what fans are saying, a more likely candidate than Hermione, for example.
Why is she so safe?
I don't know. It's probably because she would be probably... that's totally my idea here, but I think she might probably be the best person to be left in the end to tell the story of what's been happening. It's her kind of, her character.
Perhaps she is J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, in a way, right. Yes. I guess it is more difficult to be.
But maybe her, if it's the end of the series and she is J.K. Rowling, that would bring a nice conclusion to it.
Yes, but again, this is all wild speculation, really. We only have to wait a few more hours.
That's what we're dealing with,
happening.
Wild speculation. and just sum up then, Dimitri, the success of this. It's a phenomenon now, but can you put it down to a simple success?
Well, there's all sorts of different reasons, but the main thing is she's got a very successful formula there. She's got a school story, really, which has always been popular with children, and actually a boarding school story. And at the same time, it's happening in this fantasy world of magic and a parallel world to her own. So it's two very, very successful things blended together, and she's done it in a great way.
And Lynn, what about this theory that some people have that it's not necessarily a good thing, this phenomenon, in that it sort of swamped all other books? particularly in the children's sector?
I think it would be a bit mealy-mouthed. I mean, I know a lot of people are saying that, but I think it would be a bit mealy-mouthed to do that when there are so many millions of children that have been switched on to reading as a consequence of it. And I think books like hers, this series, only come along very, very rarely. And I'm thinking of the Narnia series particularly, which so enchanted me when I was a child. And I think it's just the same thing happening again. And I think I don't think it's bad for literature. I don't think it's bad for other authors. And I mean, when you think how hard it was for her to get that book published, well, all credit to her, frankly.
Well, Lynn, with all your money as a novelist, the money you novelists get, you can afford to pay full price for it now.
Some of us novelists get, Mark. Not all, by any means.
Well, thanks very much to you both, to Lynn Barrett-Lee and Dr. Demetra Femi, and we'll have plenty more on Harry Potter later in the programme.
We certainly will. Maybe if you know a spell that would reveal the ending to us before 6:30, you could share that with us.
You'll be very unpopular if you do that.
I'm not sure it's even possible, but I would love to know if it was. Nick Webb, why don't you give us the sport?